Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you again this morning, we come to gather one more nugget, one more thought, one more idea that only you could provide. We ask that you might open our minds and allow us the understanding that you want us to have. Give us the strength and the concern to carry on with this, with the work that you have led us to do. Father, I pray that I might handle your word with respect. I thank you for the privilege of being able to speak for you. And I pray that these words are your words and not mine. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. Amen. I want to give you an outline of a futuristic church service. One that will quite possibly be done in one of our churches. The outline goes like this. The overhead screen flickers, and an image of a pastor comes to life. Good morning, and praise the Lord. The congregation respond with a good morning, and may God be praised. The pastor image on the screen speaks again. Will everyone please turn on their tablets, PCs, iPads, smartphones, and Kindle Bibles to Corinthians 1:13. And please switch on your Bluetooth so you can download the sermon. There's a pause. The pastor image continues. Now, let us pray. Committing this week into God's hands. Open your apps, BBM, Twitter, and Facebook, and chat with God. Another silence. Again, the screen image speaks. As we take our Sunday tithes and offering, please have your credit and debit cards ready. You can log into the church Wi-Fi by using the password LORD. 909-887. The ushers will circulate mobile swipe machines among the worshipers. Those who prefer to make electronic funds transfer are directed to the computers and laptops at the back of the church. Those who prefer to use iPads can open them. Those who prefer to take out your cell phone and transfer your contribution to the church account. The holy atmosphere of the church became truly electronified as all smartphones, iPads, PCs, and laptops beeped and flickered. Final blessings, closing announcements. This week's ministry cell meeting will be held on the various Facebook pages where the usual group chatting takes place. Please log in to be included. Thursday's Bible study will be held live on Skype at 1900 hours. Please join in for your inspiration. For those who want to talk to your virtual pastor, log into Twitter this weekend for counseling and prayers. God bless you and have a good day. Many years ago, I had the joy and pleasure of working with a small church just north of Fenland Falls. And I got to know the people who kind of organized the church and run it. And one day I was visiting and she showed me a number of old session records. And I read them through and I got quite a chuckle out of most of them, but there was one in particular. And they had brought in a brand new, at that time, pump organ. to be used in the church service. And as I read the script, the records, there was a note there of one of the very old and very prominent deacons. This is a Baptist church, so it was in the deacons. And he had resigned, just out of the clear blue. And in his own words, "There is no way I can worship with that squeaking and squawking thing making noises of the devil." I wonder how he'd think if he heard me read that description of the future church service. Changes are not only pleasing and not always pleasing to everyone. And when they come about, some people do not get enthused. And matter of fact, some people can't even handle a change. St. Paul's Presbyterian Church in Peterborough is entering another change of its life. And I'm sure there's a lot of anticipation and anxiety for us all to try and figure out what's going to happen next. There's one thing I am sure of, and I'm pretty well certain that I can stand on this, that here within this church, there will not be included iPads, smartphones, Wi-Fi, Facebook, Bluetooth, and all the rest of the wonderful things that we can't seem to let go, but we won't use them in our service. Because I know that the people of this church have a stronger faith and dedication to the love and care of their Lord Jesus Christ, that they just won't let that happen. The author of the book of Philippians had a very personal relationship with his God. And he wanted to spend most of his ministry having Paul do all that he could. The unfortunate part of Paul was he spent most of his time in jail, chained to a guard, possibly chained to a post, and he wasn't allowed to see the fresh air, to enjoy the world, or to do the thing he loved the most, which was do his ministry. But you know, he did one thing that I have tried and tried to understand. As I said a moment ago, Paul was in jail, chained to a guard, damp, dungy, yet he wrote some of the most encouraging scriptures that we have today. He sent a letter to all the churches that he loved so dearly, and he gave them instructions, he gave them encouragement, and he led them to where he believed God wanted them to be. And the one passage that I really believe he used and he applied it to the people of Philippi, but it applies so much to us here in this church today. Being confident in this, that he who began a good works in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. 150 years ago, God began a new work, a new mission in the community of Peterborough. He brought the Reverend John Jones, or John Rogers, to this town with a mission. With the leadership of the Spirit of Christ, Rogers and a group of men and women struggled and labored to build St. Paul's Presbyterian Church. And the good work they started then has continued on till now. I'm sure that during that 150 years, Satan was not too happy. And I'm sure that he took his time to try very, very hard to destroy that new ministry, to destroy any of that ministry. And I'm sure that there's some people that will say that he almost did, because we've been down at times, not to the bottom, but but we've been close. And because we've been close, I know that being confident in this, that he who began a good work in us will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If you read your bulletin this morning, you'll notice that my title for this morning is An Old Book, A New Chapter. The author of any good book has a unique talent of building the mystery or suspense of the story from the beginning to the end. And each chapter, the author introduces new characters to enhance the plot. As you read the book, you realize where the story is going. And you begin to relate to each character and each purpose. Reverend Rogers was the beginning of the book of St. Paul's. And with each new minister, God assisted the church to grow. And now, after many, many installments, the book of this church has been given the challenge to see what's next, to enjoy the development in the glory of Christ Jesus. I always enjoyed reading Charlie Brown because he always brings such a relative issue to light and to our lives even today. Charlie and Lucy are talking one day, and Lucy asked Charlie, "Which way do you face your deck chair of life?" Charlie kind of doesn't have a clue what she's talking about. So Lucy goes on. She says, "Some people place their chair at the front of the ship of life so they can see where they're going. Some people place their chair at the back of the ship of life so they can see where they've been. Other people place their chair in the center of the ship of life so they can get a total view of the whole trip, where they've been, where they're going, and where they are. So Charlie, where's your deck chair on the boat of life?" Charlie thinks for a moment, looks at her, and he says, "Most days I can't even get my chair open." I think we can all relate to that. Through the leading of our Lord Jesus Christ, the people of St. Paul's have located their deck chair of life in the center. Looking back to see the frustrations and the concerns of the past, yet recognizing God's leadership and his hand in everything that we've been through. Looking forward to see and realize the blessings Christ has to offer, and through prayer and dedication, being open to receive those blessings. And working hard to include both the past and the future, so the present will be a time of joy and happiness, growth and strength. Over the past few years, this church, the people of this church, I should say, have grown beyond their boundaries. There's been a strong bond developed between each and every one of this congregation. Many members have stepped forward to lead, direct, and take active parts in many of the new programs that have been organized. Prayer meetings and prayer groups have become a dynamic component of the fiber of this church. You see, the old book of St. Paul's is far from over. God has plans for this next chapter of our congregation. We may have no idea where that chapter will go or what it will entail. But we can be assured that as we maintain our work in Haiti As we keep the church teas and bazaars and Italian dinners and the rest of the stuff that we do out there in the forefront of the community of Peterborough, we will be reaching out and we can continue the growth that we have enjoyed. God himself will write the next chapter of St. Paul's, and it will be by his glorious and gracious will that St. Paul's Presbyterian Church in Peterborough will grow again to be the wonderful place that it was. Being confident in this, that he who began a good works in you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. In the next few months, we will look forward to hiring a new minister, pastor, leader. And I am confident that as we search, the wisdom and promise of Christ will be upon each one of us. And they will help us as we step along the road and do the work we're doing now and bring in the person that we need to assist us and help us in those efforts. There may be frustrations and confusion. There may be changes that upset us. It may take us a while to find someone. But because we are the people we are, filled with the love and compassion and strength of God and his Son Jesus, the congregation of this church will continue to be an icon of hope and optimism in the community of Peterborough. There's one other scripture that I want to share with you this morning because I believe it fits. I believe it's part of our journey of growth. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. St. Paul's Presbyterian Church has always been a light in the community of Peterborough. For many, many years, we have always been noted as being the big church up on Water Street and the activities that we continue to do. And when we continue those, when we take all our light and let it shine into the future that God has planned for us, he will give us the confidence and the ability to carry on. So within a group of us, I want you to remember the one verse. I want you to write it on your hearts. Open your meetings with it. Share it with everybody that comes through that door over there. Because it will be the power that Christ will give us to carry on, to grow, to be the church we need to be in the glory and grace of our Father. And that verse, again, as I need to repeat it, but you know it, memorize it, being confident in this, that he who began a good works in you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.